The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
So let's talk to some ladies, of course. We're talking about another 5K that is going to be happening. We say good afternoon. Good afternoon, ladies. Are you there? Hello?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
All right. How are you ladies going? All right. So we have Nandini Samuel. She's the president of the HNATT and registered dietitian, and of course Latoya Hamilton, head of fitness and performance. That name sounds familiar, Latoya Hamilton. Well, good afternoon, ladies. So tell us about this 5K that's coming up.
Okay, great. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks so much for having us, Bess. So for those who are aware of the 5K, HNATT is actually having our very first 5K, and we are excited to bring the season to life. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's truly one for the books, because for those who are now hearing about this on Sunday, the 21st of December at 4:30 p.m. at Brentwood Mall. So it's starting at 4:30 p.m. at Brentwood Mall, and it's a festive evening of movement, fun, family, and I mean pure Christmas magic. So it's designed for everyone. Actually, it's not just a walk, it's a run as well if you want to jog. So we are taking all those things into consideration. So yeah, it's happening on 21st of December at 4:30 p.m. Brentwood Mall.
Brentwood Mall. So where would be the route really? We're starting at Brentwood Mall. We know Brentwood Mall.
So we are going around the Chaguanas area. So right around the mall where Chuck E. Cheese and stuff is, we are starting the race there, and we are coming back right there. So we are going around the Edinburgh area.
Mm-hmm, pretty good. Now, these are 5Ks. I know there are a lot of course, I know, family-oriented. I see some women even with prams with their babies. It's a really nice really nice outdoor event for everyone involved.
Yeah, it's open to all ages and for all fitness levels, so the whole family can come, you know. It doesn't discriminate about different fitness levels, so it's really a time to really have a healthy and joyous, enjoy health and the promotion of health and having your family together all in one experience.
I know you, Latoya, being like it, of course, the head of fitness and performance. Tell us about some of the important things of even doing a 5K. How does one prepare themselves for doing a 5K? I know you could walk, you don't necessarily have to run, but in preparation for it, how should one prepare?
Well, so start by just keeping yourself active on the whole. So a lot of us get, if we are doing a lot of desk jobs, we get tied up in that very sedentary lifestyle, you know, and even when our body gets very tired and fatigued, the first thing we just want to do is just lie down. Mm-hmm. I think just trying to focus on keeping your body in a good amount of steps and functional activity when the daytime comes, that's good. So if you, most of us, I think, have fitness trackers or one of those smartwatches, try to keep your body between 6 to 10,000 steps in movement every day. You know, 6 minimum, 10,000 if you're a very big overachiever. And just, you don't need to be running on any treadmill trying to make a full marathon. You don't need to get extreme about it. The emphasis of 5Ks, which I like, that is a big craze now in Trinidad, is that it's promoting active lifestyle, you know? So, and like I said, it allows any fitness level to be able to participate in such events.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Nandini, in terms of your diet and preparing for a 5K, what are some things you should, you know, have or stay away from?
Well, of course, I mean, we want to, of course, be hydrated. So at the 5K, we would be having our hydration station. Of course, you want to eat before you come onto the field, because a lot of persons, some persons may not even be aware of what a 5K is and want to just experience it. It's important to have like at least a meal or two right before you come, and it's in the evening time, so you have enough time to prepare during the day, you know. So maybe it's something as simple as having your hydration starters with some electrolytes or having some fruits or whatever the case is before the 5K, that's important.
Yes, definitely. And of course, is there a registration fee? Are there any prizes involved, like usual things that they have, the 5K, first male, first female, first person under 13, those sort of things?
Yes, correct. So we actually have a team and dress-up code this year. So we are encouraging persons to come in their favorite Christmas character the traditional red and green or traditional red and green colors. So whether it be you want to dress as Santa, elf, or reindeer, or a festive version of yourself, and the best dressed person will be getting a prize. And then in addition to that, it is going to be, it's unlike any other 5K that really happened. So it's not just a run. It ends with a beautiful Christmas village with lights, music, magical holiday atmosphere. And we even have a special surprise at the finish line. So in terms of registration, you can register with Race Roster directly, or the link is in our bio on the Health and Nutrition Association page on Instagram and Facebook. So you just click, and the registration fee is $150 for adults, $80 for children.
Nice, man. Great. And where can you register again?
You can register on Race Roster website or directly. The link is on our bio or the Health and Nutrition Association page on Instagram and Facebook.
All right, man. Beautiful, beautiful. And in terms of the, you said you have a theme where you could come out with your Christmas theme. I mean, we don't want anybody dressing like Santa Claus because that might be too hot depending on the weather for the day.
Yeah, well, I mean, there is a best dress prize. So whether or not you want to dress as Grinch, Santa, whatever the case is, we are open to all of that. Or even if your traditional red or green colors, you want to come in those colors and maybe spice it up with the Christmas hats and all of that, we are looking forward to those things.
All right, beautiful. Anything else?
We also have a best dress Christmas star. So
Christmas car?
Christmas star.
Oh, star. Oh, star.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, star. Oh,
we want to give a pause over here. So this is really the person who looks the brightest and most festive of the runners. So there's a special prize waiting for that winner.
All right, definitely. All right, ladies. So well, thank you very much, of course, Nalene Ladini and Latoya. All right, we're going to be looking out for this 5K. It's happening, the date again, December the 21st, 21st yes. of December, right? So get information to register. Any numbers people can call as well?
They can call us at 479-2271.
Okay, 479-2271. All right, ladies, thank you very much. Looking forward to the 5K. I'm coming on in our 5K, you know.
Well, we're looking forward to having you there,
yeah. Yeah, because what that song I have there, The Race Is Not For The Swift, that song has been starting a lot of 5Ks, so I'm coming on there with that song. You all have any entertainment? Any
and I want you to sing it all the way from the start to the finish.
From the start to the finish.
Well, not you, because you're coming to promote the song. Okay, yeah. To be able to encourage persons along the way.
No problem with that, no problem, right? Thank you very much for coming. All right, so thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Okay,
right.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, man, 5Ks are the new crave, the new rave in TNT, and a nice way to, you know, keep fit and stuff too, and, you know, take the family. So take the family out there in Brentwood, in the Central, have a 5K. Shout out to my Brentwood people out there and all the people from Central that listen.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability, the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.